Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is October 20th, 2023. It is 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So today when I got out of work and I went home to do my normal routine of adjusting, I did a channeling. I did a download, right, where I open the book, we point to spirits, we point out what entities are around, what's in motion, what's been playing out, and what's going on. And one of the spirits that was around was known as the Cloud Serpent. And it's significant because the last couple of days, especially yesterday, I was talking to my son and I was asking my son, like, do you notice this? Are you seeing this? Do you see the clouds, how they look? You know, earlier today at work, I saw one that almost looked like a platform. It looked almost like a platform holding something up. And then today, when I got that channeling from that being, it was basically confirming the cloud formations and the way things were standing out yesterday. And the cloud serpent is symbolic, or most important to be recognized for, the fact that they hunt, right? It's the hunter. It's the energy that is in the clouds all day long, searching for what it needs to handle, to address. Now, for some people, that would be serious injustices or dangerous situations, right? This is when we say that God doesn't sleep. God sees everything at all times, and that's because there's this energy called the cloud serpent, and it never rests. It literally travels through the clouds. And it's not just one entity, is what you have to understand. Just like multiple people can have depression, which is also an entity, at the same time, regardless of where they are in the world, there's many, 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 many beings that embody certain types of energy, and they are how it can be in various places at all times. So another energy that I got, I'm going to put them on my blog when I get home just to repost them and make you guys aware of it. So basically, I've been on this awakening path. I've been dealing with ascension. I've been going through ancestral teachings pretty much my whole life, but it kicked into high gear in 2006 when my grandmother passed away and she showed herself to me as a Black Panther on my living room wall. So being a yoga empath and having the personality type of an INFJ, I am literally a walking contradiction, right? I embody and reflect and can sense external influences and energies everywhere. And I've tapped into that universal knowledge, that universal language that the first walkers or the indigenous people always talk about, right? They say, we don't know that it's God. We just know that there's higher powers in play, and there's many spirits, and there's the spirit of the air, the spirit of the water, the spirit of the land. And there's a language of the universe that you have to learn how to listen to, so that way you can understand what's going on, right? They didn't follow watches. They didn't have clocks. They paid attention to the atmosphere. They paid attention to their surroundings. They paid attention to the weather, the sun, the animals, their reactions to everything going on in their immediate environments. Basically, this is what's going on now, but on a whole nother level. And what these entities are trying to express is, you're not going to stop it, right? I told you guys years ago, Yamoya, Oshun, it was Yamoya, Kali, and Oya, who are putting things into motion, exposing karmic energies for who they are, right? No more camouflage, no more narcissistic tendencies, being disguised as, you know, protective behaviors or manipulative, you know, none of the bullshit. Everybody's hands were being exposed. Tables were turning, right? The average individual who was shunned or attacked or gang-stalked or criminally harassed because they stood in their true authentic self or their own light or their own power, or they were mystics or psychics who tapped in and didn't fit in and didn't want to fit in and didn't want to fold, right? I'm not going to throw stones, but there was somebody who was on this path, and when they got gang stalked, criminally harassed, and so on and so forth, they converted, right? They folded, they gave in, they surrendered. Some of us don't do that. Some of us stand in our true authentic selves, our true authentic power, right? Some of us are realizing, if you are on a higher vibration, you are getting a lot of the ancestral downloads, the lessons that came way, way before religion and so on and so forth, right? You're getting that information as far as, excuse me, connecting the dots. Something I said when I first started talking about the new era slowly creeping in that now everyone is discussing, or at least a set of people. This new era, there's no veil, right? Because this era, the physical realm is in fifth dimension, not third dimension. What does that mean? That means the veil is gone. More and more people are going to be awakened to feeling and experiencing spiritual phenomena. The word psychic is going to be a common term because the average individual is going to have that psychic energy within themselves. Excuse me. So the other day, I was talking to somebody about, my throat. I was talking to somebody about some things, and it made me remember that when I did the genetics testing with the OBGYN, she told me that I had a transmuted cell. And when I channeled the transmuted cell part, I was told, no. You are the few that still have the original DNA structure. It's not that it's transmuted. It's that it's still the original authentic genes. It's still the original authentic DNA without limitations, without any interference. Okay? Connect the dots. So basically what the channeling was giving me was that those individuals who have transmuted DNA cells within them, it's not that you are a rare breed. It's more like you are the last of the original breeds, if that makes sense. You are the last of the original individuals who walked this earth, who are genetically tied and associated with the gods that created this earth, the authentic ones, right? Then listen, if you are super religious and just tune off, because when I'm channeling my ancestors, I'm channeling anybody in my soul court who's giving me information. And it's not to be offensive, but I'm not going to dilute, I'm not going to censor, and I'm not going to change the information that's coming through my channeling. That defeats the purpose of the channeling, right? This is knowledge that has been given to me from my history, my ancestors, my loved ones. So if you've got a sensitive stomach and, you know, you're limited with the way that your mind can actually connect dots, this is not for you. Respectfully. Okay. One more time. I'm channeling my ancestors, and I'm not going to change the words that come through to appease anyone. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm not going to censor it. So what I was told was to connect the dots. Okay. You've got all these religious figures in religion, and they are supported by certain places and publications and artifacts and, you know, science, right? And when you find these things, these relics, these ties to support the stories, you're finding them in areas that are of indigenous people or African-American people, not American, excuse me, African individuals, right? You're finding them in places that are not tied to what fits in most religious stories, in most, I'm getting off the religion part. The bottom fucking line is, if you listen to what's going on, it's almost like listen to the stories of slavery and how they had to overlap certain religious icons over their gods so that way they could keep their faith. Now, they didn't do this because they were focused on hiding. They did this because, sorry, karmic just drove by. They did this because, remember when the churches went around and started murdering people because they wanted them to convert and all this great jazz was unfolding and taking place? It's like you took history of certain individuals and you recreated them with different genders, different skin tones, and different names. And you called it your own. And the only reason it's supported is because it's overlapped, right? It's like copywriting, basically, is what you did, right? It's like when someone on YouTube takes your channelings and they take your readings and they take the work that you do in your privacy and they publish it as fast as they can as if it's their own. They're stealing your authenticity. Authenticity. They're stealing your channelings. They're stealing your work, right? So I told myself a few years ago, I didn't want to do regular tarot on YouTube. I didn't want to do everything that everybody else was doing. It's not my goal. It's not where I want to be, right? I want to do those higher vibrational channelings where I am doing what my ancestors are pushing me to do, which is the inner work that allows you to tap into that universal language, right? That universal knowledge, that ability to connect those dots. So that's what I was doing. That's where I was. That's what I'm focusing on. That's where I want to be, right? Less toxic, more high vibrational, educational, connect the dots for me, help me understand what they don't want me to see. You know, and when you're in your lessons and your teachings and you're going around individuals, you no longer allow yourself to read people the way that you typically would, right? You start to not allow their energy to enter, you know, like how I always tell you, it's like the color wheel. If they're blue and you're yellow, when you cross paths, however much energy you exchange with them, however close they are to you within your energetic field, that color turns to green, right? The energy gets transmuted. They get a little bit of you, you get a little bit of them. That's how you get to read other people, and people can pick up on your vibes. That's how they can perceive you. It's an exchange of energy, okay? And depending on what energy is being exchanged with them is how they perceive you. So I've been in this energy where I've been protecting myself to the point where I don't allow for there to be an exchange. I allow the touching, but I don't allow the penetration, which means the color stays the same. I can feel your outside, your outer parts, but we bounce off of each other instead of exchanging energies as we cross each other. I'm very selective with my shit now. That means we leveled up this time around, right? And that's not just me. That's other individuals who stepped into that crone energy. You mastered your energy, right? You're getting the channelings. You understand that this war, these things that are unfolding, it's kind of like a trap. It's some bullshit going on. We also understand that Ireland, who only became our ally after the Ukrainian bullshit happened. Yeah, and I'm calling it bullshit because it's fucked up. You know, it's like a bully move. And I told you guys this in prior channelings where I'm talking about the checker and the chessboards and how he's basically moving his pawns around. And we're just sitting there like a bunch of fools. Pretty much. So I was getting this channeling where we were going to have our resources attacked, and it was going to be our water. It was going to be our satellites. It was going to be our food, everything that we need to have stability within our lives. And what I kept getting into today's channeling was how the cloud serpent, you know, that pedestal image that I saw the prior day was almost like the bottom of that throne of that energy, that essence, basically commanding its space, making itself visible, making it known, right? And then I started thinking about that movie, Don't Look Up, and everything was just falling into place. And then I kept hearing how the veil is gone. Don't forget, we're in a new era. We're no longer in third dimension. We're in fifth dimension, where things are more vibrational, and there's a better exchange of energy, and we're able to see things that we weren't able to see before. And as we get deeper or further along into this new era, the veil is going to become thinner and thinner and thinner. And the way that I am able to look up and recognize certain textures and certain issues within the cloud, the weather, right? Actually seeing it the same way people see this trees change, the colors of the leaves, the seasonal change of the leaves. You're going to be able to see beings in these clouds the same way. You're going to start to experience beings that we don't typically get to see and experience. And the further along we get into this era, the more it's going to be amplified. And I don't care what, you know, conspiracy shit anybody has to say. I'm not about it. This is the channeling I'm getting, and I'm not censoring it. And what I kept hearing today was, you can't lie anymore. Because it's not just these energies that are basically in charge. Basically, what I was told was the weather is not science. It is not reactions. What it is it's higher vibrational beings, celestial beings, God-like beings, based on the definition we give to the word God. It's them. It's their essence. It's who they are. They are the weather. They are those forces. They are those mental ailments that we experience. They are drug addiction. They are postpartum depression. They are the sociopaths, the narcissists. They're different species of those entities, basically. And as the veil gets thinner and thinner, we're going to start to see them. The collective, not just the high vibrationals who are stepped into that crone energy, but the average individual, which is why being a psychic isn't going to be rare anymore, because it's going to be the new normal the further we get into this era. And the reason why I'm saying this again is because you can't lie anymore. Not if you can see these entities, you're going to start seeing the dead entities. You're going to start seeing spirit who crossed over, right? That I can't wait to see you on the other side. I can't wait to have that last conversation. I can't wait to reconnect with you. Or the I can't believe I never got justice for you. I can't wait till your killer is caught kind of vibe, right? This is the everybody's going to be picking up on psychic intuitive hits. Everybody's going to be seeing spirit in the physical realm, in those physical manifestations, whether they're solid state, whether they're, you know, translucent state. They're going to become visible. You're going to experience them on a more drastic level. And you're not going to be able to fight it. You're not going to be able to hide it. And I don't care how crazy I sound, I'm legit. I know what I'm saying is valid. I got my validation already, and I got the okay to post this. So do what you're supposed to be doing, because we are setting the generational patterns for those that come after us, depending on your position within your lineage, right? Elders, certain people have certain titles based on their faith and their culture and the things that they experience. Stick to your lessons. Stick to the things that you are being taught. I am a huge introvert, but I'm a yoga empath, so I come off as an extrovert when the energy is right. I have this way about my energy where I no longer exchange, I touch energy instead, which means your energy is going to bounce off of me. And when the time's appropriate, I will clean through that energy and I'll know what's going on, whether you want me to or you don't, if that makes sense. I'm not going to be in your personal space, your personal private details, but the overall essence of you, whether you're a snake, a rat, you know, all those kind of vibes, it's going to come through. That's going to happen for a lot of different people. And if you've been on that crone energy where you really tapped into your ancestral court and you've got that balance with that essence, have you taken a pure bath, just pure water bath, no nothing added to it, just sit in the bath? I've noticed that I've picked up a new way of communicating without using any external tools, right? Because that's what you learn and when you're in high priestess energy. That's what you learn as a Heyoka empath. That's what you learn as a first walker descendant, right? With a muted gene, more like an original gene that has not been tainted or transmuted or unpurified. You learn within yourself how to do certain things and advance within yourself, right? So I was in the bath the other day, and the minute I got in, my legs literally just floated. There was no weight to them. There was no nothing. They just floated. And that happened on more than one occasion where I'd step into the bath and immediately my legs just want to float. And I literally have to kind of force my way down to keep my legs down, but I'm sitting straight up or I'm sitting at an angle, but my upper body is where all my weight is shifted to. And that's called being grounded, right? Because your spine, your spleen, the spinal cord fluid is where your life force, your ki, is dominantly present. It's not in your legs. It's not in your arms. It's not in your limbs. It's almost like a timing belt in a vehicle where it just constantly spins. It constantly spins through the center of your body, through your spine, which is why your spine is so important. And that's why we make certain comments, right, into your brain and all this great jazz. And it's also connected to where the, think about the spine and how it connects to the head, and think about where the pituitary is and all the things that they say about the pituitary. And if you are one like me, you may also experience something called a pituitary adenoma. You might have issues with your pituitary or your hormones, especially as energetic shifts take place and people mess around with witchcraft, trying to siphon your energy, copyright your, you know, copy, steal, duplicate, imitate your energy. So every time I get in the bath, my legs are instantly floating, and I can feel all the weight in the center of my body. And basically what happens is if you allow it, your legs turn into almost like a pendulum where they will swing back and forth and give you answers. It's incredible. So keep dabbling and experiencing and connecting and learn more things about your energy, your body, and the way that you can work with it. That's all I'm giving you for tonight.